You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What color is the genie in Disney's Aladdin?
Purple?
No.
Green?
No.
Pass.
What is the name given to animals who eat both meat and plants?
It's not carnivore, herbivore, I don't know, pass.
In which south central U.S. state will you find Muskogee?
Wisconsin?
No.
Wisconsin?
No.
Muskogee, Oklahoma?
Yes. How many times has Avril Lavigne been married?
One, two, three.
Two, yes. The Latin prefix pulmo refers to what organ of the human body?
Jeez Louise, pass.
What country was at war with Iran from 1980 to 1988?
Was it us?
No.
Iraq.
Yes. Dionysus was the Greek god of what alcoholic drink?
Absinthe.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
How many U.S. presidents have had their PhD?
Two, three, four.
No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
You got three correct, Matt. Come on, the Disney. Aladdin.
Come on.
The genie. But I bet Steve doesn't know either.
No, he does.
You think he does?
And I know exactly why, too, and he always tells the story. So let's see if I'm right.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Now I'm excited. Steve, welcome
yes,
back.
Good to be back.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What color is the genie in Disney's Aladdin?
Blue.
Yes. What is the name given to animals who eat both meat and plants?
Omnivore.
Yes. In which south central U.S. state will you find Muskogee?
Wisconsin.
No.
Huh? Muskogee, Virginia?
No.
Muskogee, Texas?
No. How many times has Avril Lavigne been married?
Three.
No.
Two.
Yes. The Latin prefix pulmo refers to what organ of the human
heart.
Body? No.
Oh. Lungs?
Yes. What country was at war with Iran from 1980 to 1988?
Iraq?
Yes. Dionysus was the Greek god of what alcoholic drink?
Vodka?
No.
Tequila?
No.
Alcoholic drink. Four Loko?
No. How many U.S. presidents have had a PhD?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Damn
In
it.
The United States, margarine was first made of the fat of what animal?
Cow.
Yes. Which continent hosted the first World Cup?
Europe.
No. Steve. You got North one, America. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And that is a win. 6-3. Sorry,
you
Matt.
You rock, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great one. I was so distracted. The whole game.
Why?
Because of you, Danny. The whole time I'm trying to think of what question is going to refer to whatever Danny's talking about.
Did you figure out which one it was?
No.
Steve, how do you know what the color of the genie was in Aladdin?
Oh, because I went to the play.
Every time anything about Aladdin comes up, he's always, I went to go see Aladdin at the Paramount Theater, and it was amazing.
Is that how he loves theater.
I went to go see Aladdin at the Paramount Theater, and it was amazing.
And that's the only Disney thing he's ever known. Well, I was wondering if that was the one, too. So I was like, yep, I have seen the play. It was pretty freaking good.
Well, you know your genies. You don't know your U.S. geography, though, which is no shocker.
Yeah.
The south central U.S. state where you'll find Muskogee is Oklahoma. Mm. And then Dionysus was the Greek god of, not Four Loko, but wine. And the number of presidents that have a PhD, it was just one. Woodrow Wilson.
Oh,
and last but not least, Danny probably could get this one. The continent that hosted the first ever World Cup.
No idea, but I'll go South America.
You're correct.
Oh.
Congratulations on a big victory.
A win's a win.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix
Show. Our phone number is 206-803-ROCK. And we would love if you would call right now so that we could ask you a very simple question. 206-803-ROCK. And we swear it is a simple question, but you need to call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Linkin Park. There's a woman on TikTok who has shared that a 23-year-long best friendship has ended after a trip to Las Vegas, and it's all because of this pair of American Eagle mom shorts she was wearing.
So that's what they call them too. The brand, they're called the mom shorts too.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're just jean shorts.
They're basic jean shorts, and this is her explaining why.
This last weekend, on Friday, I flew out to Las Vegas to help my best friend of 23 years with her housewarming. Housewarming was on Saturday. When it was done on Saturday, she said, let's go school shopping for my boys. They are 14 and 17. About an hour ago, she calls me. We're having a normal conversation. Then all of a sudden, she mentions that her boys were uncomfortable, specifically the younger one. Your shorts were so short that they were inappropriate and you made them uncomfortable. You could see your whole butt hanging out. I'm sorry, you can't see my butt is covered.
Yeah, at that point she turns around to show her butt and her butt is covered.
Completely covered.
I mean, what do we mean uncomfortable? Are they feeling certain feelings that they shouldn't be feeling? Is that what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And I pushed back and I said, they're not inappropriate. And she goes off and tells me that because of the things that have happened to the 14-year-old, he's going to need therapy to deal with how he's feeling, and that they're not used to seeing people dress like this and dress so inappropriately. And I'm like, you live in Vegas.
That was going to be my point. Like, if you're anywhere near Sin City, you're going to see a lot worse than American Eagle mom shorts.
Or if you just live anywhere where there's heat.
So 23 years of friendship out the window because of these shorts.
Wow. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question.
It's the simple question.
Do you like to wear mom shorts?
Yes. We're going to start with Melissa in Lake Stevens. Melissa, our simple question to you, why did you end a friendship or why did someone stop being your friend?
Well, it was actually my sister and I haven't talked to her in 16 years.
16 years? What happened?
She slept with my boyfriend. Well, who was my boyfriend at the time.
What is going on? I feel like at some point someone always shares stories about their siblings doing something like that. I couldn't even imagine doing that to my brother. Hey, I got no game, but even if I had game, I wouldn't try and mess up his relationship. That's just bonkers to me.
Yeah, the thing is, like, he started coming over to, like, family functions at my parents' house, and it just became really awkward, and it was kind of sickening, in my opinion.
Melissa, were you and your sister close in age, and were you close as friends?
I thought we were close as friends. We were about 5 years apart. He was actually a year younger than me, and I thought we were really good friends. I mean, we hung out every weekend, and I don't know. I thought we were, but clearly not as good as I thought.
So did they end up like staying together for a long period of time, or was this just kind of a fling?
No, they were actually together for a couple years.
All right, here's a question, and it's a tough question to ask, but I'm just curious. Do you think there'll ever come a time where you guys can, like, look past this and become family again and talk? Or, like, have you had that cross your mind? Like, okay, we're over 15 years now. Maybe one of us needs to reach out.
We actually had a family incident, kind of a family emergency, where we kind of hung around each other again, and it really did make me miss her. So I think that point will be coming shortly, I hope.
I hope so, too, because, I mean, it does suck. I mean, look, at the end of the day, keep any boyfriend or future husband away from her. But besides that.
Totally.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's, I can't even imagine.
Have you ever had a friendship end, for either, whether it be your fault or their fault?
I mean, I guess it was probably my fault for my bad attitude, but I had a
with the way you said that, I'm positive it was your fault.
I had two friends that were dating each other, and when they broke up, her heart was shattered, and then the guy started dating this, like, new, younger, you know, little hot piece, and I was really unkind to her, and then he cut me off from friendship, and we've never spoken since. That was, like, over 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess. But I feel like I was justified. I was standing up for my girl.
I had one friendship end over that I thought was the dumbest reason. Maybe it was because I was just a little too honest. I had a friend, she was like the type of person that kept getting new jobs. You know, that person, like, it's like every month you feel like they have, like, a new profession, or they're like, I'm doing this now and I'm doing that now and I'm doing this. So she started doing, like, she was working for, like, a mortgage company doing people's home loans. Just started, and this is when I got my first house. I remember buying my, and she was, like, beyond pissed off that I didn't use her to do my home loan. And I'm like, look, I don't even know if you're any good at this job. Like, you haven't been good at any job that you've had before. I wasn't trying to be mean, but, like, you haven't succeeded in anything before. I'm not handing over my personal information. And my, and we weren't, like, best friends, or, but we were good enough friends. Like, we would hang out from time to time. And it was like that. That was it. Never talked to that person again.
So you never talked to her, or she never talked to
you?
She
never talked to me. She was so mad at me. And you know, thanks to social media, she wasn't in the mortgage industry for very long after that either. So
you probably dodged a bullet.
I was right. She was wrong. She sucks at work, and I knew it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with Heart tickets. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Heart at Climate Pledge Arena on November 23rd, and Cheap Trick is opening up the show. Let's get to our contestant. It is Brad on Whidbey Island. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with Migs or me.
Right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? We'll be Taryn Daly. We'll be Steve Migs. Ooh. T-Dog.
Let's do this, Brad. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go, guys.
Here is your clip.
That would be Soundgarden.
Yes.
And I believe the song is Black Hole Sun.
Yeah. Nice work, Brad. Making it look easy out here.
I feel like that's a song that I didn't really... I thought it was really good the first time I heard it, but I wouldn't have like considered it like one of my all-time favorite Soundgarden songs. But like, the older I've gotten, the more I've fallen in love with that
it's
song.
It's just perfection.
And the video. Oh.
Oh. Epic like, video.
That video's like you're on acid.
Yes.
Creepy as hell.
Yes.
All right, Brad, you did very well. Now it's my turn. I will try not to disappoint you. Danny, let's hear the clip.
Oh, Taryn.
It's Nirvana. And the song is... okay, do it again, Danny. Can you give me a hint on the song title, Brad?
I want to say it's the second album.
Well, I mean, second...
The third album, not counting Bleach, I guess.
Yeah, not count. Yeah, if you count Bleach, it's definitely the third.
Okay, count Bleach is the third album. Sorry, Steve.
It's okay.
Steve, can you help me with some hints here?
Some would say it's an ode to Courtney Love's Privates.
Oh, it's Heart Shaped Box. That was awesome.
That might be the best
fan
of all time.
I think so, too. I think on all fails, refer to Courtney Love's Privates.
Brad, congratulations. We're sending you to see Heart with Cheap Trick at Climate Pledge Arena.
Can I do a quick shout-out real quick?
Absolutely.
To the sexiest redhead that I know. We did it, baby. We're going. I love you.
Oh, what's her name?
Mandy.
The Daily Mix Show. Have we talked about something this morning that you want to chat with us about? Go ahead and call in now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Billy Idol. All morning, we've received texts and calls from you that we've not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do give us a call if you would like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text.
Earlier, you could leave a voice message through the Odyssey app. And if we don't get it on earlier, we'll get to it now. And we got a voice message that we didn't get to earlier this morning I wanted to play.
Steve, I saw you at Bumbershoot Wrestling. Oh, man, it looks so cool. Makes me want to get into professional wrestling.
I don't do that. No. If you want a hip that works and a neck that turns properly, probably not a very good idea. Or a busted up nose. That was a rough weekend for Steve Migs over at the wrestling ring, I tell you.
Was that one of your career highlights, playing Bumbershoot? Did you catch Weezer, by the way?
I did not wrestle the day that Weezer played. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get there. But I did see the Murder City Devils, which made me very happy to see those guys on Sunday. So that was a blast, being able to fit that in between all the wrestling stuff. But, man, when my band a long time ago got to play Bumbershoot, that was really freaking cool.
How awesome is that?
And then to be able to say I've not only played music in Bumbershoot and then also have done the wrestling thing. That's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Some of the highlights while I was there. So it was the big Arts and Music Festival that happened over at the Seattle Center. And Sunday was a lot of fun. Not a lot of bands I heard of, to be honest with you. Like, I wish I was there on Saturday because it would have been awesome to see Weezer, who were like the big attraction on Saturday. Sunday was, do you know Janelle Monáe?
I know who she is, but I could not name a song.
I mean, she sounded good. Wasn't my style of music, so I didn't stick around to watch. But it was still fun, man. It was a lot of people just walking around. The food was fantastic there. A lot of... saw the Motley Zoo crew. They were there.
Oh, did you get to pet any kitties and puppies?
They had like a cat circus that was right next to them. The line was insane.
Oh my gosh.
But they also had a pole dancing thing going on.
So you did that?
No, but I had a bunch of buddies like, dude, you need to come out here. It's like a strip club. And so I was like, because I was getting ready for like my wrestling match. So we had like a little like a tent to get dressed in. I step outside to see and I'm like, holy crap, you're right. Like it was full on. I mean, I think these were actual strippers that were just doing pole dance routines, but they weren't getting naked. You know, they were wearing clothes, but but it was still impressive.
I mean, it is an art and music festival, so that was art.
It was. I'm a big fan of that art. I'm like, you know, that and we saw a few. Like, there were some Van Goghs and Picassos up there.
Definitely.
One of the best parts was people like to party at Bumbershoot, and some people like to partake maybe in certain activities of the hallucinogenic nature.
Sure.
There was a dude tripping his face off that walked into our tent where we get ready for the wrestling.
Just a rando?
Yeah, he barrels in and he just looks at us and we're all like in spandex working on like what we're going to do. And he has this look like, what the hell did I just walk in on? And he stares at us for a half a second. We're all staring at him because like when you know when it's somebody that's not supposed to be in there is in there. And he goes, I'm so sorry. And then turns around and just runs out of the tent. 30 seconds later, the guy who's like the organizer for the wrestling stuff comes running in. He's like, where's that guy? Is that guy still in here? We're like, no, he's already gone. He's like, good. Something is wrong with that guy. Apparently, he ran out of the tent and kept running. And then he stopped to drink some water. But he didn't drink water out of a water fountain. Wow. He dropped to the ground and just started licking a puddle. And I was so sad because I'm like, I wish I could have seen that. I wish I could have talked to this guy some more. Like, what the hell is going on? He's having a good time.
Yeah, don't hide it. Divide it, buddy.
I don't know if I would go that far. But I just thought, I was like, what in the hell is happening, man? It's like middle of the day, too. It wasn't even like 8 o'clock. It was like maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon when this happened.
Just shamelessly having a good time.
Earlier, we were talking about what was the most incredible sight that you've ever witnessed because Danny got to go to the Big House, which is in Michigan for a Michigan football game.
Also, still makes me laugh, too, because it's called the Big House, and I've said that a few times, and people are like, you went to jail?
No. Different one.
Someone said the most incredible sight. I saw Alice in Chains at the Gorge. It was the first time I've ever been to the Gorge. The band was great, but that backdrop, absolutely incredible.
I mean, I would say the Gorge is probably the greatest place you could see a show in the United States of America. And I know that a lot of people put Red Rocks as like right up there with it. And I've never been there, so I can't speak to it. But people that have been to both seem to think that it's Gorge all the way.
See, I've heard both. I've heard some people have been to both of them and said, no, Red Rocks has still got a little bit of a step ahead of the Gorge. But then I've also talked to some people who are like, no, the Gorge, when that sun sets, you just can't beat it.
You can't.
Somebody also said one of the most incredible sights, going inside Lambeau Field for a Packers game. Not even a fan, but it felt like I was walking into a football church.
I mean, you think about the generations upon generations of people that have been going, families and families and families. It's pretty legendary.
And also the fact that there's just like houses, it's just like that. All the homes, it's like right in the middle, smack dab in the middle of a neighborhood.
It's so awesome.
And somebody even brought up Fenway.
Yeah.
I've been there. Fenway is pretty freaking cool. It's old as all hell, but it's still really cool to be able to see the Green Monster. And the bar that they have that's like attached to the baseball stadium is pretty cool because like you're looking out from the outfield.
I want to go to a game out of the area with you guys in any sport. Let's do a field trip.
Okay. Do you have a place? Because I mean, part of me does want to go see a Cougars game, but you've been there before.
Well, let's do that first and then we'll decide on the next one.
Fair.
The Daily Mix Show.
I have been training lightly for the Bike MS Deception Pass Classic, which has now snuck up on me, and it's this weekend, Rockaholics.
Is your butt calloused for it yet?
It will be this weekend, raising money for the MS Society in honor of my awesome mom. So if you want to make a donation and support the good cause, you can head over to KISW.com and make it so. Burning Man has come and gone once again.
Have you ever done Burning Man?
No.
Would you ever do it?
I mean, logistically, no. Spiritually, I would love to be there and do it. But as far as like the actual process of getting there and doing it, it's a little much for me.
Give me 2 days there and then I'd like to go home.
Yes. This year, though, the big story coming out of Burning Man wasn't the chaotic weather. The big story was a woman from Utah who gave birth to a baby in an RV bathroom and did not know that she was pregnant at the time. Her name is Kayla. The baby's aunt is named Lacey, and this is her talking about it.
This baby makes me an aunt. Very, very, very surprising. My brother and his wife, Kayla, this was their first time to Burning Man. Kayla woke up, wasn't feeling great. My brother Casey ran out and said, I need help. Within minutes, they had like an OBGYN in there in his underwear helping. They had...
Wait a second. So there's someone at Burning Man that's an OBGYN? And
apparently they were camped like literally next door to them.
Was that person like hopped up on like mushrooms or acid or MDMA? Like,
I got this. Yeah.
So many of the right people so close. There were no signs of pregnancy. We were at the lake the weekend before. She was in a swimming suit. She did not look pregnant.
I don't know how you cannot know you're pregnant at that stage in the pregnancy. The baby was born about a month premature, three pounds, 9 ounces, I believe it was. But how do you not know that that's happening inside of you?
And I'm not saying that everybody does drugs at Burning Man, but I'm pretty sure everybody does drugs at Burning Man. And like that just seems like a really intense thing to have happen. The beauty, the miracle of childbirth while you're like tripping balls and all of a sudden there's a baby coming out.
In
like,
an RV toilet?
I think I'd be crying and never returning.
So magical.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
This Friday afternoon, the Men's Room are celebrating their 20th anniversary with their 20th anniversary show on KISW. So from 2 to 6, you'll hear the best, the worst, and everything in between. Listen on the Odyssey app, or you can even tell your smart speaker to play KISW.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. It is September. Welcome back from Labor Day weekend, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I had a very good Labor Day weekend.
Did you do any laboring?
I smoked various meats.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I did a corned beef brisket yesterday on the smoker that was fantastic. And I smoked a chicken on Saturday. You know the hardest thing about smoking a chicken?
Tell me.
Keeping it lit.
Oh, boy.
Hey,
he's so proud of himself.
We live in a world of good news and bad news when it comes to Seattle sports. But first of all, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. The bad news, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Seattle Mariners. Why did I watch this game? Why didn't I turn it off at some point? It was 10-0. And then they scored a couple runs to make it not 10-0. So it was 10-2. That's the bad news. The good news yesterday over the weekend, the Seattle Sounders shut out Inter Miami 3-0. They won the League's Cup, which is a championship series or something to win in the middle of the MLS season.
You nailed it. Yeah, you got it. Right? You got it.
But they got now 5 major MLS trophies for the Sounders. They're the only team in MLS to have that.
Uh-huh.
Very exciting.
So that's the good news in sports.
I know Danny has invested in some LaBooBoos. But have you heard about the LaFoofoos, the counterfeit LaBooBoos?
I think those are what I have, actually.
Well, apparently, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, they seized over 11,000 counterfeit LaBooBoos in Seattle.
First of all, Brian, do you even know what a LaBooBoo is?
It's like a fleshlight, right?
Yes.
Oh, God. The value of these, more than $513,000. These normally sell for anywhere between $40,000 to $2,000, which there's one rare LaBooBoo that is currently fetching $10,500 on eBay. Is anyone else besides me having, like, Beanie Baby flashbacks?
Oh, it's 100% Beanie Baby.
Yeah.
And then guess what? That Princess Diana bear that I have, it's not worth anything anymore.
I'm just glad Tatum doesn't give a flying F about LaBooBoos now. So
give it a few years.
A few years.
I thought those Beanie Babies were going to get me a down payment on a house someday, guys.
Real quick, also, if you go to a Korn concert, probably best not to make love to yourself. But that's what happened over at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. A guy got caught for making love to himself while probably listening to Freak on a Leash. Yeah. He was in his seat. Security removed him. Another fan jumped down, punched him in the face. All of this was caught on TikTok as
I thought maybe it was Adidas.
That'll make you go blind.
Oh, in the corn hub.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. We got puns. We got puns all day. Stick around after 10.
Hey, the weather. 77 degrees. Going to be a cloudy day today. That is the Daily Migs Download, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.